Thanks, Sam. We've reached our last batch of news items now, and we'll start with a personal touch, as after 50 years of haircutting, a Cervida Street barber is set to retire. The Norwich Science Festival gets a new patron, and then prickly news as a cactus stall opens at the market.
One of Norwich's longest-serving barbers is hanging up his scissors next month after 50 years of running his own shop. Enzo Casale started his hairdressing career at a salon on Church Lane in Galston-on-Sea in 1962, having moved to the UK from Italy that year. 9 months later, and he was cutting the hair of American servicemen at RAF Lakenheath, before arriving in Norwich and setting up his own business in 1969. Having worked six-day weeks for the past five decades, Mr. Casale, who owns Enzo the Barbers on St. Vedas Street, is now planning to retire on July the 20th, exactly 50 years after he opened the salon. He said, "I enjoy the work and talking to my customers, but it does become monotonous and age doesn't help. You get problems with your back, legs and shoulders. I feel like I could carry on mentally, but I have done my 50 years. 10 shops have been opened up by people who have worked for me. I feel like I have done my bit." He said, "At one point, we used to do a lot of shampoos and styling, as hair was longer back then. You had to have precision when you cut it. But on the American base, you would always do short haircuts. There was no style." At the end of 1965, Mr. Casale moved to Norwich and found work at Roma's Salon on St. Benedict Street. 4 years later, on July the 21st, 1969, he took the decision to open up his own salon on St. Vedas Street off Prince of Wales Road.
Blue Panit live lessons presenter Lizzie Daly is the new patron for Norwich Science Festival. Lizzie has worked as a presenter on CBeebies, CBBC, National Geographic, BBC Two, Animal Planet, and is a host on the BBC Earth Unplugged YouTube channel. Miss Daly said, "It is a real honour to become a patron. Norwich Science Festival is full to the brim with exciting science experiments, shows, new discoveries and opportunities to explore. This will be my third year at NSF, and I always look forward to seeing how it engages the younger generation by celebrating the wonder of the natural world around them. I really can't wait for this year's festival." Lizzie joins the existing NSF patrons, presenter and evolutionary biologist Ben Garrod, and astronomer, presenter and author Mark Thompson. Norwich Science Festival returns this October half-term with headline sponsor Anglian Water.
A chef to the stars has swapped his saucepans for plant pots and opened a cactus stall at Norwich Market. Mr. Hall first started collecting cacti after he bought one at a car boot sale 2 years ago, which the seller had grown, and then someone gave him a cactus they didn't want, which he repotted, and his passion grew. Norwich City Council has 9 pop-up stalls available until Friday, June the 21st, as part of the Love Your Local Markets campaign.
Those passing All Saints Church in Norwich may have spotted a new figure in the grounds. However, what these passers-by may not know of is the journey the structure has been on prior to being placed in the churchyard, having been to Germany and back. The 10-foot sculpture, which has pride of place in the garden, is the first feature of a new vision for the churchyard, celebrating the city's relationships with its twins. Pioneered by the Friends of Norwich in Bloom, the churchyard on Wesselgate is in the process of being transformed into a twinning garden, which will feature nods to all of Norwich's twin cities. The centrepiece of this is the wood and stained glass sculpture, which was initially designed for Norwich in Bloom's guest entry to the 2011 Bundesgartenschau in the German city of Koblenz. Thus far, just the wooden part of the sculpture has been erected with its top and stained glass to be fitted later in the week. Then next week, the friends will begin planting around the garden with plants native to each of the city's twins, Koblenz, Novi Sad, Rouen and El Viejo.
Hundreds more council tenants and leaseholders in Norwich will be urged to recycle food leftovers, with deliveries of kitchen caddies and free liner bags to flats across the city. A no food waste please sticker will also be stuck on the communal refuse bins outside flats. The council says that it is not a ban, but highlights that people should be using their food waste collection instead of the rubbish bins.
Could Norwich ever have a casino, and should it ever have one? These were the questions debated by councillors as they mulled over changes to the city's gambling policy. Mr. Schmeierer, last year's Lord Mayor, proposed the council look into action to prevent one ever being opened. He said, "I know at the moment we do not have a casino or any plans to have one, but we do not have any type of resistance policy. Should an application come forward, I am aware there is a glamour around them, but the reality is, if you go to casinos in Yarmouth or Glasgow, it is quite different to, say, Monte Carlo. As it stands, casinos are only permitted in certain parts of the country, with special permission required from the government to license them, under an Act passed in 2005. Great Yarmouth Borough Council is currently the only council in the region that has this permission.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. As usual, we will remind you that when you have finished with the recording, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please do remember you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to everyone on this Thursday's team which has produced it. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603. 765 365. We do have an answer phone, and you can always leave a message, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. The office is not always manned, so don't worry if it takes a day or so for us to get back to you, because we always will. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now, as we reach the end of this week's edition, we'll say goodbye from Chris and Pauline.